We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Sfira Soimer and Shavuos, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Aleph. We did the introduction already where Rav Nosson Zal summarizes Torah Hay in the first half of Likutei Moran for us, and now Rav Nosson Zal begins with his explanation. V'zeh b'china Shavuos, Kabbalah Satoira. Kikr Kabbalah Satoira Hoyo Lizgois Lize Hashlemus Lasois Hamitzvus Besimcha Gedoyla Kolkach Achelo Yirtze Beshum Schar Oilam Haba Rak Sheyirtze Lizgois Lemitzvah Acheres Beschar Mitzvah Zois. The main concept of receiving the Torah is to be zeche to get to a level where we're doing mitzvahs with such great simcha to the point where we're not interested in any reward, any future reward. Our only desire is to get another mitzvah as reward for the mitzvah I'm doing. Ki ha'olam haba shaloi hu mi'amitzvah bi'atzmo kanal. Because the person's olam haba is the mitzvah itself, the joy of the mitzvah itself. That's my greatest reward. Shezeo b'chinas aspaklari ha'meira. This is what Rabbeinu Zal calls over there, Aspaklaria Hameiro, where Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see Hashem clearly right now, not something in the distance, something in the future. V'Yisrael b'maimad Har Sinai shezochu l'kabbalat Torah de Moshe. The Jewish people, when they stood at Har Sinai and received the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu, zochu l'zeh hashlemus. We were zeche to this level. Shezeo b'chinas aspaklaria ha'meira, which is called aspaklaria ha'meira. K'may shekosuv, as the Torah says clearly, ponim beponim diber Hashem imochem. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Bnei Yisrael, Hashem spoke to you at Har Sinai face to face. Ponim beponim ze b'chinas aspaklaria ha'meira. Ponim beponim is another way of saying aspaklaria ha'meira. Not something cloudy, not something in the distance, right in front of you. V'alkein kiblu ha-Torah de Moshe Rabbeinu Daika. And it's for this reason that we receive the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu specifically. Ki hu zocho l'aspaklaria meira. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the one prophet who was zeche to aspaklaria meira. V'al yodoi zochu kol Yisrael gamkein b'shas kabbalas ha-Torah l'b'chines aspaklaria meira kanal. And through Moshe Rabbeinu, all of Klal Yisrael was zeche to receive the Torah and by receiving the Torah to this aspaklaria hameira, shezeo bechinas simcho shel mitzvah biatzma kanal. That's the concept where a person has his joy comes from the mitzvah itself. Vezeo bechinas hasimcha shel shvuos, kemuva bedivrei Rabbi Senuzal goydel hasimcha shel shvuos. With this, we could understand why the Gemara makes a point of emphasizing the tremendous joy, the simcha of shvuos. Kemuva b'Rav Yosef, as the famous story of Rav Yosef, where he made a statement that if not for this day, how many Rav Yosefs would there be? There'd be 100 Rav Yosefs. I'm so happy because it's this day Shavuos that makes me so different. Ukiyotze and other statements. Ki oz zoichin l'simcha amitis, simcha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyachol. Hainu hasimcha mi'amitzvah bi'atzma, b'chinas aspaklari mi'ira kanam. Because on Shavuos we're zoche to the true joy, the joy of Hashem kavyachum, the joy from the simcha itself, which is aspaklari mi'ira. V'ze b'chinas ma shekdimu Yisrael nase l'nishma shezeo b'chinas simcha. And this is also why the Gemara makes a point of emphasizing that Klal Yisrael did a fabulous thing at Har Sinai. They put nase in front of nishma. First we agreed to do, and then we'll understand. We're willing to commit ourselves 100% to do everything Hashem wants, even before we understand. K'moy shomer hazal al posuk v'simchas oilam al roisham. As the Gemara says on the posuk, v'simchas oilam al roisham, the joy of the world on their head, referring to the keser, the crown, which represents the highest form of simcha, and this refers to the crowns that each Jew received. It says two angels came down for each Jew to put two crowns on their head, one for Nase, one for Nishma. As Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in the first half of Likutei Moran, chapter 22, in paragraph Tes, and Torah Samach hey in paragraph Dalit. Ki lechoira tamua, because Rav Nosson Zal asks the famous question that many Meforshim ask. This seems to be very hard to understand. Eich efshar lahakdim asiya lishmiya. How can somebody say, I will do, and then I will hear, I'll listen? Ubifrat shemikra mole dibra kosev, especially since we find the Pasuk says clearly, koil asher diber Hashem, everything that Hashem says, na'aseh, we will do, v'nishman, we will listen. Nimsa shemavur b'pasuk, sheho asiya hu acha sheyedaber Hashem. If you read the Pasuk, if you follow the wording in the Pasuk, Hashem will speak, then I will do. Vimkein eich higdimu asiyo lishmiya. If Hashem is speaking and you're doing, the assumption is you heard that there was a hearing in the middle. How is it that the Torah says that first they'll do and then they'll hear? Achef shelafar shal pianal. However, based on what we're learning here, we'll be able to understand. Shezochu oz lesimcha hanal ad sheleirotzu b'shum schar olam habo b'schar mitzvah. The Jews were zoich at that time to such a level of simcha, to that kind of simcha, whereby they weren't interested in any reward of olam haba for doing a mitzvah, but rather, rak sheyazmu lehem Hashem yisporach mitzvah cheres b'schar mitzvah zois. The only reward they were looking for from Hashem was, give me another mitzvah, give me a second mitzvah as reward for having done the first mitzvah. V'zehu na'aseh v'nishma. This is another interpretation of what na'aseh v'nishma means. Haynu sheyasu kol asher dibra Hashem. We will do what Hashem says. V'ikra magamosan v'kibol scharam hu v'nishma. And our main reason, our main motivation and inspiration and reward is v'nishma. That right after we do instruction number one that Hashem said, v'nishma, we'll hear what Hashem has next. Will be zoche to hear the next mitzvah, Hashem's next commandment, as reward for having fulfilled the first one. Now you could understand why the Gemara connects these two things. The Gemara says that when the Yidden said Na'aseh v'nishma, they were zoche to simchas oilam, to tremendous simcha. Kizehu ikar shleimus hasimcha, because from what Rabbeinu Zal tells us over there in Torah, hey, this is called complete simcha. This is called perfection of simcha. Sheyesh loy simcha me'amitzvah biatzma ad she'ein roitze shum schar olam haba rak lizkois lishmoy mitzvah acheres b'schar mitzvah zois. That when a person enjoys doing a mitzvah so much, to the point where he doesn't want any future reward. He only wants to be zecha as reward for this mitzvah, that Hashem will give him the next one. He'll hear the next mitzvah. Shezehu bechinas simchas HaKadosh Baruch Hu hanal. This is a concept of connecting with Hashem's joy, as we learned earlier. V'alkei nikro simchas oilam, and this is why the Pasuk refers to it as simchas oilam, ki Hashem Yisborach kavyochel chai lo'ad v'kayim lo'netzach. Because oilam means eternal. In this context, the word oilam means forever. And Hashem is chai lo'ad v'kayim lo'netzach. Hashem is permanent, eternal, forever. V'alkei ha'simcha me'hamitzvah bi'atzma, shu simchas Hashem Yisborach kavyochel, and therefore, when a person's joy is coming from the mitzvah itself, that which is the simcha of Hashem, kavyochol, that's called simcha soilam. V'lovoy l'simcha zu hu alidei ramim. And Rabbeinu Zal explained in Likut Emran over there that because of the fact that simcha is especially in the heart, and the heart sometimes has crookedness in it, in order to remove that crookedness, you need thunder. In order for a person to be zeche to this full simcha, he needs thunder to prepare the heart to be ready for the simcha. Shehim b'chinas koil shofar. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that one form of thunder is the sound of the shofar. V'zeo b'chinas horamim v'koil ha-shofar shel matan Torah. Now you can understand why the Torah tells us that when the Jews received the Torah on Shavuos, there was thunder and lightning and the sound of the shofar. כמו שאומרים, בקוילויס וברוקים עליהם נגלסה, ובקויל שויפור עליהם היפותה, as we say in the 18, on Rosh Hashanah, that Hashem revealed himself to us on Har Sinai, בקוילויס וברוקים and קויל שויפור. והשויפור של מתן תוירו, הוא השויפור של איל של יצחוק, שהוא בחינס גבורס, בחינס רמם, כמבור במים ארנל. And as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Likutei Moharan, the shofar of Matan Torah is the shofar of the Isle of Yitzchak, which is Gvura, which is thunder. K'aydei Ramim, the koil ha-shofar shel Matan Torah, nifshat akmimiyah shebalei v'zochol esimchanal. Because it's through the thunder and the sound of the shofar that were active during Matan Torah, that's how the Jews were zeichet to have the crookedness in their heart removed, so that they could be zeichet to experience this ultimate simcha. Avol, however, Rabbeinu Zal says over there, tzorach lefanois es hamoyach mimachshavos chitzonios mihurhurim. The person also, he has to smooth out his heart, and he also has to clean out his brain from extraneous thoughts and secular wisdoms and bad thoughts. Shezeo b'chinas chometz. Those are all in the category of chometz. Gam tzorech lishmor hayira kanal. And Rabbeinu Zal also says in that chapter in the Kudimram that in order for all of this to happen, you have to make sure you have the right kind of yira. Paragraph beis. Vezehu b'chinas memtes yemei asfira. This is the concept behind the 49 days of sfira. Shebohem yoytzin mi tumalatara. During that period, we exit from impurity and we enter into purity. Kedei liyos ru'uyim lekabolas ha-Torah, in order to be worthy of receiving the Torah. Ve'ikra ta'arohu letaher atzmoy mitumas Mitzrayim. The main purification that we're looking for is to purify ourselves from the impurity of Egypt. Ve'ikra golas Mitzrayim hoyo shehoyo hadas begolas kamuva. The main problem when Bnei Yisrael were in Golus in Egypt is that the Das was in Golus. We know there's a pasuk, Lochein Golo Ami Mibli Das. My nation was in exile from lack of Das. So Golus is synonymous with lack of Das. Shezeo b'chinas Pigam HaBris, which is synonymous with Pigam HaBris, because the Gemara, Ki Siste Ishtoi, the Gemara says, when does a person commit Pigam HaBris? When he's in Ruach Shtus mode, when he says foolishness in his head. ובמם תסימי הספירו, עיקר כוונה סתארו הוא לתאר עצמם בגם הדס, שהוא בגם הבריס. During the 49 days of ספירו, the main intention of the purification is to purify ourselves from פגם הדס, which is synonymous with פגם הבריס. שזהו תומס מצרים, בחינס חומץ. וידי זה שמתארן הדס בימי הספירו מתומס מצרים, שבחינס פגם הדס. And by us purifying our das during these Yemei Sfira from the impurity of Mitzrayim, azay nasa hamoyach noki vezach mihurhurim, then our mind becomes pure and clean from having any bad thoughts, any wrong thoughts. Azay nishmoin koil horamim shel Kabbalas HaTorah, and then we're able to really hear the sound of the thunder of Kabbalas HaTorah. Vezoichen lesimcha kana, we can be zoichen lesimcha. Rabbeinu Zal had explained in the Likutei Moharan that if your brain is cloudy, you won't hear the sound properly. You'll hear like a dull thud instead of the right kind of ring. Gam tzorich lishmor hayira kanal. Rabbeinu Zal also explains there in the Likutei Moharan that the person has to make sure to guard his yira, to have the right kind of yira. V'zeh b'chinas oimer so'irim shemanifim mimochras ha-pesach. This is the concept of this measure of barley that we lift up on the day after the first day of Pesach. Ki isa b'ksovim, because it's brought in the writings of the Arizal, shes so'ira b'gematria tov kufayin hei, that the word so'ira, which means barley, has a numerical value of 575, v'heim beiz po'omim menatzbach, which is actually two times Menatzbach, the five letters of the Aleph Beis, Menatzbach, Mem Nun Sadi Pechov, which each Menatzbach equals 280. Two times 280 is 560. And because of the fact that Menatzbach is five letters, we take the five letters of A, we say twice Menatzbach, let's say A and B times Menatzbach. We take the five letters of A plus the five letters of B, and they're Nichlal in five. That's what adds 15 to this number 560 and makes it 575. Umenatzbach heim gevurois. We know that these five letters of the Aleph Beis Menatzbach represent gevura, bechinas yira, because those are letters that come in a an additional form when they're at the end of a word, when they close a word. To end or to close is a concept of gvura, midas ha-gvura. Chesed is a concept of opening. Poiseach es yodecho, masbir lecho chayrotzen. Gvura is always a concept of closing, tzimtzum. Exactly, so Menatzbach, these five letters are a concept of gvura, a concept of yira. So by doing this korban oimer with soirim, specifically with barley, which is menatzbach, which is gvura, we're lifting up all the wrong kind of yiras and connecting them to the right place, putting them in the right place. Rabbi Nizal coins this term yiras nefulois, that is yira digdusha. A person is supposed to have respect and fear for Hashem, for the Torah, for authority. But when a person is afraid and insecure of the wrong kind of things, that's called yiras nefulois. So saying now that this barley, soira, is a concept of yira, because soira, we said, is two times a menatzbach, which is menatzbach is gvurais. By lifting up this oimer in the different directions, we're plugging it into Hashem. Aydezem enifin kol hayirois hanefulois lesharoshem. Vezeh b'chinas tikun hayira. This is the concept of tikun hayira, shehi b'chinas tkiya shofar, which is synonymous with the blowing of the shofar. That's what the blowing of the shofar is all about. Vezehu shesoira im hakoilel b'gematria tiku b'choide shofar. Rabbi Nizal says, this is why you'll note there's another gematria. We said that this word Sa'ira, Shin Ayin Reishe 575, is two times Menatzbach, and the five letters of each, and the five letters of Koilel. That's 575. If you add one more Koilel to that, you get 576, which is the famous word Tiku. Tiku b'choy de shofar, b'kesan b'chagenu, to blow the shofar, which is tikun ha'yira. Ha'inu b'chinas kiya shofar, sh'b'chinas yira, sh'mishom ikar b'chinas ha'ramim. And that's where ramim, that's where thunder comes from. Thunder comes from yira, from gvura. We quoted the pasuk, v'ram givu roisav mi yizboinan.